This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Hurst. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the military to prepare to evacuate the city of Rafah in southern Gaza, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have sought shelter to escape the war. It's the latest move indicating Israel may soon move forces into the southern end of the enclave. U.S. officials are cautioning against a ground invasion there, saying it would worsen the existing humanitarian crisis. NPR's Hadil Al-Salchi has more from Tel Aviv.
President Biden has been a popular figure in Israel so far for showing strong support for the war. But just this week, he told reporters that he found the Israeli operation, quote, over the top. And speaking to NPR, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield said a military operation in the Rafah area cannot proceed and that it would make the humanitarian emergency dramatically worse.
NPR's Hadil Al-Shachi reporting. Meanwhile, mediators continue to work toward a ceasefire and the release of hostages. Both former President Donald Trump and Nikki Haley campaigned in South Carolina today, 2 weeks before that state's Republican primary. Both took shots at each other. Early voting starts on Monday. Meanwhile, a special counsel announced this week that there will be no criminal charges over government documents in President Biden's possession after he was vice president, but questioned his mental acuity. NPR's Ron Elving has more.
It appears the prosecutor is disappointing half the country by not indicting the current president, but also angering many of the current president's supporters by throwing in these digs and even bringing in the death of Biden's son, implying that Biden's no longer up to the job physically, especially with regard to mental acuity, sounding somehow as though this special prosecutor was making an ad for the campaign. And to some degree, this actually has rallied Democrats around their guy.
NPR's Ron Elving reporting. California is cleaning up after last week's torrential rain. Now residents in hard-hit areas in Los Angeles have to decide whether their community is worth the risk as climate change makes the weather more extreme or if it's time to leave. Callie Wells from member station KCRW has more.
The mountainous community of Topanga feels like a Hallmark movie, only with more surfers and less snow. It's also a risky place to live.
It's the perilous paradise.
When Abigail Aguirre arrived in 2017, the Emergency Volunteers sent her a disaster manual. The community hosts neighborhood-wide evacuation drills and wildfire safety sessions.
When it's not being threatened by a mega fire or, you know, mudslides, it's just impossibly beautiful.
After 5 years, several power outages, and a fire evacuation, Aguirre sold the house and moved to New Mexico. But many of her former neighbors say they'll never leave.
Callie Wells reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The mayors of Kansas City and San Francisco are exchanging bets in advance of tomorrow's face-off at the Super Bowl. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports famous local dishes and an architectural icon are on the table.
In a video posted Friday on social media, San Francisco Mayor London Breed took a combative stance while betting a local specialty, Dungeness crab from Fisherman's Wharf, on the 49ers' victory.
We coming for you, Kansas City! We coming for you!
She also wagered the Golden Gate Bridge, in miniature.
It's a replica, just so you know.
Following his pledge of local barbecue, Kansas City Mayor Quinton Lucas shared a more benign message with his rival also on social media.
More than anything, however, I expect us to have a great game.
He wished the 49ers luck. Last time the two teams met at the Super Bowl 4 years ago, Lucas got to keep the sauces and meats. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
It's Lunar New Year, the Year of the Dragon. It's celebrated by millions in some Asian countries and around the world with festivals, food, and family. There was a huge parade in Hong Kong. Chief Executive John Lee says the dragon symbolizes nobility, good fortune, and vitality.
It's going to be a year of auspicious opportunities and dragon-sized blessings for us all.
In New York, thousands celebrated in the streets in Chinatown, and a big celebration was also held in San Francisco. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.